This is the September 20, 2024 edition of Time for Kids. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer, Gloria Zwirn. Time for Kids. Around the world. TFK takes you to some of the world's greatest places. The cover page of this edition shows a very scenic view of a river, mountains, hills, beautiful sky with clouds, people biking and hiking. Page 2, news brief, candidates debate. We start off with a picture at the top of candidate for president Donald J. Trump and Kamala Harris. Candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris greet each other on September 10th. By Lillian Stone. On September 10th, presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump met for a debate. It took place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and was watched by more than 50 million people around the world. It was the first debate between the vice president and the former president, but it wasn't the first debate of the 2024 presidential election. On June 27th, Trump debated President Biden, who was the Democratic Party's nominee at the time. Biden dropped out of the race on July 21. Harris became the party's candidate soon after. During the debate, the candidates had to follow rules that were put in place to help things run smoothly. A candidate had 2 minutes to answer a question. Then the that voters care about, including the economy, climate change, and national security. They also showed their visions for the nation's future. Harris said she offers a new generation of leadership for our country. Trump said his plan will bring up our worth, our value as a country. Stop and think. Why is it important for news organizations to cover presidential debates? At the bottom of the same page, which is page 2, the other article is called Unwelcome Object. There is a picture titled Dark and Damp. Caves in Carlsbad Caverns are humid and moist, so microbial life grows rapidly. By Candace Dipsley. Carlsbad Caverns National Park is a system of caves in New Mexico. Its ecosystem was threatened recently when a visitor dropped a bag of Cheetos there. Food and drink are prohibited in the caves. A spilled snack might seem harmless, but to the life of the caves, it can be world-changing, the park representative wrote in a September 6 Facebook post. The Cheetos formed the perfect environment to host microbial life and fungi. Much of this was not native to the cave. Rangers spent time carefully removing foreign molds. The post called this incident completely avoidable. It reminded people that we all leave an impact wherever we go. Page 3. The top of the page has a photo entitled Snapshot. Starliner returns. Teams from Boeing and NASA tend to the Starliner spacecraft on September 6. It landed safely but without its crew at White Sands Space Harbor in New Mexico. The crew will remain at the International Space Station until February. The bottom of the page has an article called Kids Connect. Kira Patel, 10 years old in Arizona, has her picture. Kira Patel volunteers with a global hunger relief organization. Where do you volunteer? I pack food with Feed My Starving Children, a nonprofit organization with a location in Mesa, Arizona. I have completed more than 50 volunteer hours this year. What do you like about volunteering? It's a lot of fun. I take my family and friends to volunteer. Everyone comes together to pack food bags that are sent to children facing food insecurity. Every time I leave a session, I feel a great sense of pride. Every bag we pack makes me feel one step closer to ending world hunger. What other ways do you spread kindness in your community? There are so many ways, even simple acts during the day. For example, a compliment or thank you to a teacher or friend can make their day. Picking up trash that someone left behind or giving someone a friendly smile are other ways to be kind. This interview was submitted by TFK reader Asha Curley. Know a kid who's doing something cool or newsworthy? Nominate them to be featured in Time for Kids. Send us your suggestion at tfkeditors@time.com. Page 4, World's Greatest Places. Each year, Time makes a list of the world's greatest places. Time for Kids picks its favorites. This year's list has something for everyone, from delicious local food to close encounters with wildlife. Maybe you'd like scenic outdoor adventures. Maybe you prefer brain-bending science museums. Whatever you like, learning about these destinations will change how you see the world. Where would you go first? Nature art. We have a picture of some flowering bushes, and someone is holding up a magnifying glass to a bird with a long curved beak. Art and nature lovers could wander through a world of colorful drawings at the Grotebos Florigium at the Grotebos Private Nature Preserve in South Africa. The gallery has nearly 250 botanical drawings. They celebrate South African plants and their pollinators, such as insects and bees, by Elaine Glusak. Lush Land. Want to try harvesting seaweed or keeping bees? Travel to Chile's Ruta de los Abastos. That's Spanish for supply route. Visitors can get hands-on experience with agriculture, and they'll meet food producers, such as farmers and people who fish, by Sorrell Mosley Williams. A power word from that article was botanical. It's an adjective having to do with plants. In the article on this page, we're using another power word, dormant, which is also an adjective meaning inactive. Roll along. People who travel with Natural Selection's guided cycling safari see elephants, giraffes, and other amazing animals up close. The best part? The safari takes place on bikes. You'll roll through beautiful Botswana, Africa, in style, covering 25 to 45 miles per day. This shows a picture of cyclists riding through grassy fields with beautiful trees and a gorgeous sunset. Bottom of the page is All Aboard. The Diyarbakir Express offers a 24-hour ride across Turkey. Passengers snack on Turkish treats in the dining car while enjoying the changing scenery. Then they can hop off the train to see wall paintings from 3000 BCE and explore a town below a dormant volcano, by Jennifer Haddam. Dormant is our power word on this page, meaning inactive. And we have a picture of this express on a mountainside with snow-capped mountains in the distance. Page 6, Fab Lab. We have a picture of kids looking like they're having fun, bouncing and climbing with nets. Calling all future scientists, kids make the rules at the Museum of Solutions in Mumbai, India. Visitors can explore subjects like math and robotics in the museum's lab, and they can race through a giant maze. Kids even help design some of the museum's exhibits, by Poonam Biniak. Let's kick it. We're looking at a soccer field. Located in Kansas City, Missouri, CPKC Stadium is the world's first stadium built for a women's professional soccer team. The team is the Kansas City Current, founded in 2021. The stadium complex has 11,500 seats and food from local restaurants for fans to enjoy. By Joni Sweet. Sweet Tooth. In this article, we have a power word, cacao. It is a noun, a tropical tree that produces seeds that are used in making chocolate. at Manam Chocolate in Hyderabad, India. Farmers are the stars. The chocolate factory spotlights Indian cacao with flavors like chai biscuit and pistachio fudge. Guests can tour the factory to see how the chocolate is made. After that, they can settle in at the cafe for dessert. By Sarah Kahn. The picture with this article is of delicious-looking chocolate squares. Page 7. Deep dive. Scuba diving is for everyone at Dive Tutukaka. Dives are conducted off New Zealand's North Island. The company focuses on helping divers who need extra support. It provides wheelchair ramps and offers expert assistance. By Terry Ward. The picture is undersea, and it shows two divers descending to the bottom. The bottom of the page has an article called Star Power. The night sky shines extra bright at Under Canvas Lake Powell Grand Staircase. The resort is a collection of 50 luxury tents set atop a Utah canyon. The area is very dark at night. That means guests can behold the Milky Way in all its glittering glory. By Stephanie Vermillion. We have a picture of a beautiful sunset and tents set up where people can stay. The last page, page 8, is entitled Surviving in the Wild. The new movie, The Wild Robot, is based on a best-selling book by Peter Brown. Both tell the story of a robot named Roz who is shipwrecked on an island. At first, the animal inhabitants of the island treat her poorly, but Roz is kind to them. She rescues them in times of need and learns about herself in the process. Eventually, trouble befalls Roz, and the animals work together as they try to save her and their home. Director Christopher Sanders tells Time for Kids that one of the movie's major themes is embracing change. We all need to change our programming at some point to deal with the reality around us, he says. And that is okay. Roz arrives, and she has a set of programs that she's running. She quickly realizes she's going to have to change those programs if she's going to succeed and survive. Through a nail-biting adventure, the wild robot sends a message about love and acceptance. As Sanders says, it reminds viewers of their great capacity to fight for one another. The Wild Robot arrives in theaters on September 27. By TFK Kid reporter Evelyn Peng. And we have a picture of Roz, the robot, a fox, and the author, Peter Brown. The bottom of the page and the last article is called Asimondo Adventure. Author Craig Kofi Farmer depicts a wild and amazing world in his action-packed first novel, Kwame Crashes the Underworld. Farmer, who has been writing since he was 12, tells the story of a 12-year-old, Kwame Powell. Kwame's grandmother has just died, and he feels unready for the future. He's even more unsettled when he and his friend Autumn are suddenly teleported to Asimondo, the Guyanian underworld. There they encounter hostile gods, ancestor spirits, and more. Farmer's favorite character in the book is Autumn. She's extremely strong-willed, and she's the kind of best friend I wish I had growing up, he says. It was very fulfilling and restorative for me to write this best friend figure. She is of my heart. By TFK Kid reporter Ruta Nair. And we have a picture of the cover of his book, and it shows what appears to be a dragon with his mouth open wide, about to engulf someone's head. Kwame Crashes the Underworld by Craig Kofi Farmer. This completes the September 20th, 2024 edition of Time for Kids. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer Gloria Zwirn.